Some other news now. A Russian scientist says he wants to be the next person to create genetically modified babies. That's despite intense global opposition. The researcher gave his first broadcast interview to NPR health correspondent Rob Stein.
Ever since a Chinese scientist announced he had produced gene-edited babies, the world's scientific establishment has been united. It would be wrong to try that again. Reckless, irresponsible, unethical. But Russian scientist Denis Rebrikov doesn't agree.
How it can be unethical if we will make the health baby instead of diseased?
Rebrikov heads a gene editing lab at a big in vitro fertilization clinic in Moscow.
I don't know how it can be unethical if, for example, the baby will be, we can make him normal. Why it's unethical?
I reached Rebrikov after he told the scientific journal Nature that he wants to protect babies from the AIDS virus, like the Chinese scientists tried to do. But Rebrikov claims he's figured out how to do it right this time, how to safely use the gene editing technique called CRISPR to alter genes in human embryos.
He didn't show that this is absolutely safe. My experiments show that, yes, it's safe. We demonstrate that it's safe to use.
But other scientists are highly skeptical.
Scientifically, this is frankly reckless.
Fyodor Ornov is a scientist at the University of California, Berkeley.
We don't really know how to do that safely. I am scared, frankly.
So NPR reached out to Sergei Kutsev, the chief geneticist and ethicist at the Russian Ministry of Health. He agrees and says the government would reject Rebrikov's experiment.
I'm confident that Denis Rebrikov doesn't have any chances to get approval from the Ministry of Health as of today. This is certainly unacceptable at present, and we all understand this very well.
Some speculate Rebrikov's claims may be a publicity stunt to get government funding, but say just the fact that any scientist would even suggest trying this again is deeply disturbing. For one thing, there are plenty of other ways to protect against HIV.
It is entirely premature and unnecessary to do this at this time.
Alta Sharrow is a bioethicist advising the World Health Organization about gene editing. She worries this could set back crucial scientific research. Someday, it could be deemed safe and ethical to use gene-edited embryos to prevent terrible genetic disorders.
Rogue scientists like this, cowboys like this, they give a technology a bad reputation that leads to overreactions from legislatures and other governmental organizations and can lead to wholesale prohibitions that are either unwarranted or unwise.
There have already been calls for a global moratorium on gene-edited babies. But some scientists argue there is always some risk with any new technology. George Church is a prominent geneticist at Harvard.
This is getting some exceptional scrutiny, and I think that's a good thing. But I wouldn't rule things out a priori. Because we can't perfectly describe the risks and benefits, we should go cautiously forward and ask, is there a real showstopper here?
But others think there is a real showstopper. Ernuf, the University of California, Berkeley scientist, says it could open the door to trying to create designer babies.
The primary danger that I see is the slippery slope of irresponsible and dangerous human enhancement. I don't want to see a future 50 years from now where there's a generation of, quote, enhanced babies, unquote, with side effects we could not have predicted. Because that generation of children will look back at us and will say to us, why did you not stop this?
Nothing like that is possible today and may never be. But Rebrikov says he thinks it will be and would be a good idea.
I think it's the next step. It will be in the future. People would like to make those babies more smart, for example, more smart. For my child, I'd like smarter, maybe stronger and faster. Yes. I'd like.
Rebrikov says he's already found two HIV-positive women who would like to have gene-edited babies and hopes to seek government approval within months. Rob Stein, NPR News, Washington.